This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
Dad, fun facts. It's our firm belief that it's all of random. Our listeners.
It's not random at all, mate.
Yeah, it's really random.
It goes in a very logical order.
It's just so time consuming, you know what I mean?
It is time.
Dad, fun facts, guys.
Dad, fun facts. Dad, fun facts. It's dad, fun facts. It's dad, fun facts.
What's your dad, fun fact? 13-24-10 to share that with us right now, guys. Rose has rang through in Lockleys this morning. Rose, morning.
Hello.
Give us your dad fun fact, Rose, please.
So my dad's moustache has never been shaved off, meaning that it is now 37 years old.
Wow. Wow.
A 37-year-old moustache. Oh, if moustaches could talk.
Mm. 2 years older than my parents' marriage.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, does he have anniversaries for it?
Sometimes, when it's a big one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thank you, Rose. Great dad fun fact. Love that one.
37 years old, mate.
Natalie also has got a dad fun fact. Morning, Nat.
Morning.
What's your dad fun fact?
So my dad, when he was younger, used to play cricket in the Port Noarlunga Cricket Club.
Oh.
And he used to know Fitzy.
Woo!
So when I was a baby, Fitzy would, like, hold me and stuff.
Oh, is that right, Fitzy?
No.
Oh. Okay, that's a great fun fact.
Yeah.
That is good.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Everybody knows Fitzy, guys.
Fitzy.
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 Fitzy, jump off the jetty. Penny, hi.
Hello.
Oh, Penny, what's your dad fun fact?
Well, about 35 years ago when super glue was pretty much first on the market, my dad used to fix everything with super glue. To the extent that one day he was out in his tool shed and he put the super glue into his mouth, but he thought the lid was on, but the lid was actually off. And he ended up super gluing his teeth together, top and bottom.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. And mum was standing in the kitchen window watching Dad walk from the tool shed up to the house, and like, he couldn't even have his lips closed. He had to have his lips open and his teeth were actually stuck together. That's how we had to drive to the dentist.
Like a terrible grimacing emoji. Oh, bless.
Thank you, Penny. Great dad fun fact, guys. We'll do this again soon, guys. It's fun, isn't it?
Do it more times.
And it's factual, which is good.
Factual.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Astrology Aaron's here. He's ready to give someone a private reading. Let's open the door and welcome Astrology Aaron.
Hey. Aries. Taurus. Sagittarius. I've been reading your moons.
Guys, how are we? Play Astrology Aaron in the house. Hi, Dylan Lewis.
Hello, lovely man.
Oh, geez, really got your shirt buttons open today, don't you?
I knew you were coming in.
Oh, you know me. You know me well. Thanks, Dylan Lewis. A bit of a treat there for me more than anything.
That's right.
More a visual gag than anything, too. No,
it's not a gag.
It's not a gag. Makes me gag a little bit, though, I must say. Also, look, I want to say before we get into this. Before we get into these readings, guys, I'm very excited because I picked up some new work on outside of doing astrology readings. Yeah. So, okay. MacGyver, the stage show's coming.
That's fantastic. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. So I was coming to Adelaide. So they've asked me to write a few of the musical numbers for it. Can I just, while I'm here, can I just run a few past you?
Okay.
So these are just some musical ideas for MacGyver the Stage Show.
All right.
One of them inspired by Eye of the Tiger. Have a listen. Tell me what you think, please.
It's a guy called MacGyver. Denim jeans, they're too tight. Solving crimes while he's sneering with a mullet.
Didn't we have that one, Dylan Lewis?
Love it. You like
that one?
I love it.
Okay, cool.
It's catchy.
Okay,
it's
good.
Nice.
Okay, what about this one? What about this one?
Ooh, we can defuse a bomb. Defuse a bomb. Only using some wing chimes.
How do you think about that one? Could we chimes? Good like that? All right, guys, let's get into the reading, please. So I believe, I'm getting, Stacey, is it?
Yeah.
Hi, Stacey, how are you, please?
Oh, my God, how did you know?
Hello.
It's written on the phone. Also, Stacey, what's your star sign, please?
Pisces.
Stacey. Pop art?
Yeah.
Or pop tarts?
Pardon?
Yeah.
Exactly. Stacey, I'm sensing you've got something on the dash of your car, do you? What is that? What am I seeing there?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's a dash mat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Also, Stacey, why I've got you here, please. Chicken knees? Or chicken knees?
Chicken knees.
Yes, you're quite right about that, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, by the way, Stacey, when's the last time you opened a jar?
Yesterday.
That's what I thought. Thank you, and you're welcome.
Wow.
Tony's on the phone too, guys.
You are
Tony
on fire today, Aaron.
Hi.
That's so useful.
Hi.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, Tony.
What's your star sign, please?
Aries.
Tony.
Yes.
Window or wind don't?
Window.
Oh, geez, what did you have for dinner last night? It was delicious, wasn't it, Tony?
Yes, it was, actually.
Yes.
It was steak.
It was steak, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Oh, there was potatoes in there too, wasn't there, Tony?
There was.
Thank you. Yep, thank you for that,
wow.
Tony. Also something,
Zing.
Tony. Yeah, Tony, on the count of three, just say your favourite pizza topping. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Hawaii.
Cheese.
Cheese. Awesome. Yep.
Okay, good. All right, Tony. That's all I've got for you.
That's it.
Okay, thank
you're
you.
Welcome. I bet you're enlightened by that.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. All right. Hoo-wee. Look out for MacGyver Stage Show, guys. It's down at the worst theatre in Adelaide. So anyway, I've got to go. I'm going to leave now.
Is that
so,
it?
Where's Shane during this whole bit? That's weird.
He's just...
Oh, no, I'm here. Sorry,
there.
Aaron.
There he
sorry.
Is.
There he goes, guys.
How come you don't talk to him anymore?
It's hard to do too. I mean, it's hard to, I don't know.
Relate.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Good morning. It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. It's time, guys, to get the quiz going.
It's Quizmas. It's Quizmas time.
So cool. 13, 24, 10. You could win a prize at the end, oh.
Certainly is Christmas time. I am Quizmaster today, Dylan Lewis versus Hayley Pearson.
Ew.
So, oh, Julie's rang through, wants you to represent her in the quiz.
Oh, good on you, Jules.
And Niles rang through and wants Dylan Lewis.
Sorry.
Sent him in the quiz.
Sorry.
So, love 1D. Thanks for ringing through, Niall. All right, the theme of the quiz today, guys, is girl groups.
Awesome.
Here's how it's
we're not there yet, so you need to introduce us to our corners, remember?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Welcome to the corner on the right. Hayley Pearson.
Say hello to your friends. Say hello to the thanks for having me, guys.
Nothing's better than and over in the other corner, guys, Dylan Lewis is here as well, guys.
Ooh, a man. Yeah. Risk his neck for grub on man.
That's right.
Dylan.
All right, stop that. All right, here we go. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to sing lyrics to certain girl group songs.
You're singing them?
I'm going to sing them.
Why are you doing girl groups?
Because it's my favourite. And when you know who wrote the song, who created it, jump in. So
who
you know,
wrote
that's
it?
How it works.
Or who sang it?
Or both, you know what I mean.
Well, just do who sang it, probably.
I think you find a lot of girl groups don't have songs written by themselves.
Okay, that's a point off Dylan already.
Yeah, that's really mean.
You can't be rude to the host with the most.
Yeah.
Let's just get into it, guys. So Dylan's negative one at the
be
moment.
Nice.
That's how it works, yep.
No nasties Thursday, guys.
Shh. Girl group lyrics. Here we go, guys. Question one. All the things she said.
Dylan. Tattoo.
Running through my head.
That's the right answer.
You got one question, Dylan. And remember, you're on negative one right now, so now you're on zero. Oh, thank God we're not Facebook Living this. This is gross.
Question two, guys. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and the bucket full grown. And
Dylan!
What the hell?
Destiny's Child?
Which song?
Jump in.
Is the right answer.
Oh, no, that song is.
Sister!
Who wrote this quiz?
Sisters!
Here we go, guys. Question three.
I got this.
Never, ever, have I ever felt
so bad.
TLC. No, is it?
It's not.
Hayley
Pearson gets a grab. Let me sing the rest of the lyrics. Let me buzz you out first. Here we go. Never, ever, have I ever felt so low. Oh, when you're gonna take me out of this black hole. Never, ever, have I felt so sad. The way I'm feeling, yeah, you got me feeling real bad.
Never, ever, have I ever felt so low. I don't know what is the doubt
of it. All Saints.
Yeah. It's All Saints.
But it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. Sorry, guys. Next question. Here we go.
What a mighty good man. A mighty, mighty good man. Now I've gone blank. I don't know what it is. What a man, what a man, what a man. Is Salt and Pepper?
Yes.
Oh,
where are we at? What's the score?
Oh, God.
2 each. Here we go. This is the deciding question.
What? What's
the score? No, it's not. It's 2-1.
I mean, it's 2-1.
Who's won?
No one yet.
No, we don't mean one. We mean, like, the digit one.
Who is the digit one?
Not like one.
But who is the digit one?
Me.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Okay, guys. I don't even know how this song goes. Oh, wait, got it. Here we go. Giving you everything,
Hayley, all the voice and thing. Yes, I swear. Oh, it's our Spice Girls.
Correct.
Yep.
This is the deciding question.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Veronica's. Come on, everybody.
It's the right answer, yeah.
Yes.
Woo! Hayley Pearson. Taking out the win. Well done, everybody. That's the quiz. Well,
I demand a rematch. No.
Well done.
No.
Well done.
Look at me. I'm only on 9. I'm only going to be on 9.
This is back tomorrow, guys.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Do you really wear a thong?
Sorry? Most of the time I wear thongs.
I was just interested in that off-air conversation we were just having.
Yeah, we don't need to bring off-air conversations.
I'm not proud of that.
Okay.
But I am proud of something else.
Good.
I'm very proud of my kid.
Mm.
I think he had a brain explosion over the weekend.
Mm.
Can I talk about this? And I'd love you to get involved as well on 13, 24, 10. Who are you proud of? This is an opportunity to just, you know those people you're just like, oh, God, I want to tell the world about you.
Yeah.
Here's your chance.
Okay, I like this.
Yeah. So over the weekend, on Friday afternoon, my boy's sitting at the piano and he's playing notes, and he's playing 4 notes on left hand, 4 notes on the right hand. And he's going quite nice and rhythmically. I'm imagining it in my head. I don't know if you are as well. And then I said to him, what are you doing? What are you playing? He goes, oh, I've written some music. And in front of him, he's got a piece of paper with some yellow squiggly lines on it. He's noticed, he's worked out that music can be written, and he was reading his music. And I thought, that's a beautiful development in his life, because obviously music is my life.
Of course.
To see my little boy understanding this concept really made me very proud. Then, next minute, on Sunday, I sat down with him. I said, let's learn to write your name, because I've heard other people's kids can write their name at his age. And I got a bit worried, thinking, oh, no, I haven't done my duties properly as a parent. So I wrote his name down in capital letters, and underneath he wrote his name, copied my letters.
Of course.
And he wrote his name for the first time ever. And you could see the little cogs in his brain turning around going, oh, hang on, I did that. And it dawned on him, he can write now. And then he just kept on writing, Jethro, Jethro, Jethro. And then and then he made up a few other letters, and then there was heaps of O's because he loves doing O's. Jethro!
Oh, good on you, little man.
I was so proud of him. You don't even understand. Oh, my God. What a weekend of brain exploding. Proud of my boy.
Oh, that's so nice.
There you go. That kicked it off.
Yeah.
Shane, you might like to say who you're proud of in a minute. It's probably going to be me, which would be a little bit awkward.
Oh, okay.
But on 13, 24, 10, let's see it. If you're proud of someone, could be a kid, could be a teacher, could be someone you saw, could be someone on the telly, I don't care.
Yeah.
Who are you proud of?
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
We're talking about people you just want to shout out of the rooftops. What's the expression? Shout from the rooftops. Get on the roof.
Really well.
And shout things.
Just stand on roofs.
Yeah, pride, guys. Who are you proud of?
I'm proud of my son, because over the weekend he learned to write his name and he wrote some music, in inverted commas.
Amazing.
It's yellow scribble on a page, but the concept was born in his brain. Mm. And I love it, and I'm proud of him. Karen?
Karen, hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Really good.
Who are you proud of, Karen?
I'm super proud of my 10-year-old daughter, Alaya. We live near a golf course, and she, on our morning walk, she'll go around and collect stray golf balls and then take them home, cleans them, scrubs them, dries them, packs them, sells them, and then donates a third of the money she raises to her charity.
Holy moly.
Oh, what a legend. She's like a little Robin Hood stealing from the rich. Is that
exactly,
right?
The dodgy golf balls, we just throw them back over the fence.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Well, okay,
oh, that's
beautiful. Thank you.
See, the youth of today, we're in good hands, Shane.
Leanne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are you proud of, Leanne?
I'm so proud of my grandson.
Oh, why?
He's been so shy of the water, the river water. He's been very scared of it all his life. All the other kids have been out there, you know, doing their stuff. On the weekend, we were so surprised. He came around the corner on the boat and he's on a knee board.
Wow.
On a knee board.
Oh, did you get a bit emotional, Leanne?
Oh, yes, but we didn't have a camera with us.
Oh, Leanne, thank you for sharing the story. You should be proud. That's beautiful.
That's all right. Don't need a camera. You store those beautiful memories in your heart and you keep them forever.
Well said, Dylan.
I like this. Yeah. I like this.
I'm all right, guys.
It's okay to be proud of people.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Time for Emma from Happy Valley to have a crack at Nova's Risk It.
Will you risk it all? Nova's Risk It.
There's no risk when you head into Suzuki in the city. Suzuki Swift demos, $14,990 drive away with auto.
Emma, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good.
Oh, Emma, you got through the... Woo! Is that exciting?
I can't believe it.
I know. Now comes the fun part. You get to play. So you need to choose an envelope or envelope from 1 to 5, please.
Number 2, please.
Now Shane's going to go, ooh, are you sure?
Ooh, are you sure?
See?
I'm definitely sure.
Yeah, she's definitely sure.
All right, well.
All right, so here's what happens though, Emma. That one of the envelopes has less than $10 in it. But Shane will now make you an offer to see if he can buy your envelope with an unknown quantity of money in it.
I'm willing to give you, Emma, for envelope 2, $35.
No, it's not,
no, really,
it's
not
really
good,
yeah.
No, you might have misheard me. $35.
Yeah, it's not that good, mate.
Okay, all right. $60 for envelope 2, Emma?
No, I risk it.
What do you want the money for, Emma? What are you shopping here for?
I'm a uni student, so I've got lots of textbooks and stuff to buy, so...
$160 for envelope 2. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's so textbook.
I know, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Oh, it's one textbook?
Yeah. Maybe half a textbook.
Oh, geez, you need to drop out of uni. Sounds too expensive for me. $190?
Nah, risk it.
Oh, you sounded unsure there.
Risk it.
Okay, all right, Emma. Uni student, I want to help you out here. I get it, okay? I'll give you...
Come on, Shane.
$210 for envelope 2.
It's tempting.
Isn't it?
Risk it.
Nah, risk it.
Don't listen to the devil on the other side of the table over here, guys. Okay. My last offer for you, Emma. This is it, all right? $232 for envelope 2.
No, definitely risking it.
Definitely risk it.
Risk it.
All right. Well, you've said no to our cash offer. What is inside the envelope? Let's find out right after Andy Grammer.
Oh, come on, mate.
For sure. What? It's what
don't
I do, guys.
Don't do that to Emma.
Why?
Here it don't is. Don't do that.
Back in a sec, guys.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Will you risk it all? Nova's Risk It.
There's no risk when you head into Suzuki in the city. Suzuki Swift demos, $14,990 drive away with auto.
Emma has said no, not happy with $232. She's going to risk it. She's going with the envelope. Emma, you still happy with your choice?
Yeah, but I'm nervous. I'm shaking.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I don't know why Shane did that to you. I mean, you've chosen envelope 2. It might have under $10 in it. You're choosing to risk it. Can I do this, Shane?
Let's open the envelope.
All right, I've got the envelope here. Come on, Emma. Will it pay off? Oh. Oh. Ooh. Ugh. Emma?
Yeah?
You've won $1,400.
Are you serious?
$1,400 is all yours, Emma!
Yes! That's a couple of books for you.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can buy my stethoscope and everything.
Oh, your stethoscope. Oh, bless.
Oh, congratulations, Emma. We're very happy for you, darling. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Suzuki in the City. For the main two, risk it. Back tomorrow on the show.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.